You're listening to SBS News.
Each year, hundreds of people in Victoria are diagnosed with cervical cancer. The preventable disease can be fatal when untreated. Yet Cancer Council Victoria estimates one in three eligible Victorians are not getting screened. The group has launched a new campaign called In Your Hands, which Kate Broon, head of screening, early detection and immunisation, hopes will make a difference.
So what we have with the statistics that we're launching today as part of our campaign is we know that there's around one third of women and people with a cervix who are not up to date with cervical screening. So this campaign, it's all about trying to raise awareness and increase knowledge about how important cervical screening is.
What are some of the common misconceptions then around cervical screening that may mean some people aren't getting tested when maybe they should?
Yeah, look, we know that there are, you know, a multitude of barriers that perhaps prevent people from participating in screening. This includes things like not knowing that they're eligible, perhaps feeling embarrassed or uncomfortable, not feeling like it's a priority, or perhaps maybe they've also previously experienced trauma. We also know too that for some cultural groups in Victoria, they may also have additional barriers to screening. Perhaps they're newly arrived, have come from a country where there isn't access to organised cervical screening programs. Plus as well, also having those additional barriers around language and health literacy as well.
What does it look like when someone decides they'd like to get screened? What's that process like?
Yeah, so with cervical screening in Australia, our program is for all people aged between 25 and 74. So all people with cervix aged between 25 and 74. And we encourage people to have a cervical screening test every 5 years. So when somebody turns 25, they do receive an invitation letter from the National Cancer Screening Register. And this letter includes information about what cervical screening is and also encourages them to make an appointment with their doctor or healthcare provider. You know, a GP can take a cervical screening test, as well as in Victoria we have over 500 nurse providers who can also do cervical screening. So a good question to ask your GP whether or not they can do the test or whether they have a nurse perhaps who they might feel comfortable with. And we do know that for some women, in particular women from different cultural backgrounds, that they might feel more comfortable with a female provider. The other thing is that with cervical screening now today, we have a choice about how you want to have that cervical screening test. So not just about a GP or a nurse, but also with the test as well. So you can have a cervical screening test done in a traditional way, which involves a speculum and an examination by a doctor or a nurse. Or you now have the option to take your own sample, which we call self-collection. And with self-collection, you have to go to your GP. So go along, have a conversation with your doctor or your nurse. They'll chat to you about whether self-collection is a good thing for you and help answer any questions that you have. And then they will give you, if you decide to self-collect, they will give you a swab. So it's like a long cotton bud. And with that soft swab, you will go either into a bathroom or behind a privacy screen and take a small sample yourself. It really is quick to do. Like I've mentioned, it's done at your local healthcare provider. And what's really important to know is that it's just as accurate as a cervical screening test taken by your doctor or nurse. So for many people, particularly people who might be experiencing pain or discomfort or embarrassment, or for perhaps other cultural reasons decide that they don't want to have a cervical screening test, this option to self-collect is a real game changer for many, many people. And what we do know with the data that's been released today is that of all cervical screening tests currently being taken in Australia, around one in three are now self-collectors. So I think, you know, women and people with a cervix are really voting with their feet and really saying, hey, I want to take this into my own hands and I want to self-collect my own sample. And it's really encouraging that we're seeing this month on month, a real consistent increase in self-collection uptake. And what's also really probably most pleasing of all is that it's that increase is particularly among underscreened women and people with a cervix. So particularly from older women as well, and people who have never screened before. And this indicates to us that self-collection is helping to overcome many of these barriers that I mentioned before, And importantly, it's improving access to screening, particularly for these hard-to-reach groups. And what's really important, another really important thing to know is that with cervical cancer, it's largely a preventable cancer. We know that most cervical cancer is caused by a virus, which is called the human papillomavirus, or HPV. But we also know that most people who develop cervical cancer have either never screened or they're very overdue for screening. So it really emphasises the importance of checking if you're up to date with screening. If it's something that you've been putting off, you know it's been more than 5 years since your last test, or perhaps you've never had one here in Australia, please, we encourage you to go and have a chat to your healthcare provider. Hopefully hearing a bit more about self-collection for those who have perhaps not been screening for many of those reasons. Knowing that there's now self-collection hopefully gives you another reason to chat to your healthcare provider about screening and really taking it into your own hands and protecting yourself against cervical cancer.
And you touched on HPV there. If someone's been vaccinated for this, would you still recommend they get screened regularly?
Absolutely. And this is a really important key message of ours, is that even if you've had the vaccine for HPV, it still is important to screen every 5 years once you turn 25. So the HPV vaccine is a terrific thing to have. It's very important, particularly for our teenagers when they're offered the vaccine at school. And in fact, people up to the age of 25, if they haven't yet had the vaccine, they can still access it for free from their healthcare provider. So another really important way to prevent cervical cancer in the future. But this HPV vaccine, it does only provide protection against a group of HPV. There's many, many HPV viruses. It does provide protection against particularly the two most common types that cause cervical cancer, but it doesn't protect against all types of HPV. So while it reduces your risk of developing cervical cancer in the future, it doesn't eliminate the risk, and so therefore it's still important that you continue to have cervical screening even if you've been vaccinated against HPV. You know, from speaking to women and people with a cervix, that there's been lots of changes to our cervical screening program here in Australia over the last 5 to 6 years. We now have this new test, which is now called a cervical screening test, and it does test for HPV. We used to screen every 2 years, now we screen every 5 years. And also the screening age eligibility has also changed. We now commence screening at 25 and we encourage screening all the way to the age of 74 every 5 years. So there's been lots of change, and we also know that people with a cervix are telling us they want to understand it more.
The ways people get screened for cervical cancer have changed a lot over the years, but the outcomes remain the same. To book a screening yourself or to find more information, you can consult with your GP and visit the Cancer Council's website. Cameron Carr, SBS News.